So we're going through that, but then there's the clinical bit. And occasionally, not very often, but this morning for one of my colleagues, this very day, we really do pick up a recurrence and she really hadn't noticed. So occasionally it does happen. But there is that good question about how are you? Which is really a sort of a how are you really question. And so the recurrence may not be obvious, it may not be under the fingers, but it may be the answer may be things about the persistent headache, the backache that isn't like the old backache, the cough that doesn't go away, the vaginal bleeding. So there is that question about, you know, just how are you generally? How are things? And then the tracing back of, well, is there an obvious answer to that? Are you already having that investigated somewhere else? And the hands-on. Yeah, we could spend forever talking about how hands-on examination, which I have to tell you, in case you haven't worked it out, you can't do it by phone. The phone telephone follow-up does not involve, it has a no-touch technique, but we actually do examine the women. And that bit of just looking and touching and saying, you know, how do you feel about those scars now? It's partly, yeah, I'm looking for lumps, but it's also about, you know, this is fine, it's acceptable, it's fine. Somebody very recently, as she was taking her bra off, said, it's terrible, you know, my scar's terrible. You'll never have seen anything like this. Never, because it's so awful. And she actually has an absolutely bog-standard mastectomy scar, the kind that most surgeons would look at and say, I'm quite proud of that bit of handiwork. No lumps, no bumps, nothing awful, no craters, but this woman is convinced that hers is the worst mastectomy scar that's ever been, that nobody else's could look as bad, and she was worried about how shocked I would be when I saw it. So I think looking and touching is still important. And of course, the thing that really does actually pick up the recurrences that you can't feel, you can't see, that there, from which there are no symptoms, mammograms are very important, and that must be